Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 7th. In the year of our Lord, 2020, this is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, one of the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. That's right. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Now, Saturday, I guess it was, 2 days ago. Well, first off, we're live. It is Labor Day, right? We are live on many, many, many of these holidays because we consider you part of our radio family. And one of the things we want to do is spend time with you, tell you we love you, encourage you to believe in God Almighty, promote God, family, and country, protect life, liberty, and property. That's who we are. That's what we do. This isn't just a gig for money. Heaven help us when it comes to money. But all I'm telling you is this is a labor of love because we believe in the family of God, because we believe in conservative constitutional principles, because we believe in God-given governing values. That's why. So we're live. But anyway, 2 days ago, it was Sam Bushman of the Good Sheriff on Saturday. You know we are live 6 days a week, right? Tell your friends. LovingLiberty.net. Tell your friends. Listen often. But we had the Good Sheriff, Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, with us. He's with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And we talked about America's fight. Civilization versus anarchy. Believe it or not, Newt Gingrich wrote an article in Newsweek that I kind of really agree with and believe in. Now, you know what? I'm not really proud of Newt Gingrich. I think the guy really had an opportunity in the 90s. The Republican contract with the American people was a great concept, but Newt melted down not only in his duties as a congressional critter, but in his personal life with his affairs. So I was quite disappointed in Newt Gingrich, but in Newsweek, he wrote an incredible article, America's Fight, Civilization versus Anarchy, and wow, it's spot on. We also talked about today's street terrorists. G. Edward Griffin writes the piece. You know, the guy that wrote the book, Creature from Jekyll Island? He said the old divide and conquer strategy had been further refined as long ago as 1862 into a concept called the primal race struggle. Yeah. Therein lies the explanation for the riots and violence and trouble we have on our streets today. Believe it or not, the 1960s folks tapped into those old ideas of the race fight, the race struggle. In other words, the easiest thing you can divide people on is race. And the 1960s rioters are the ones that trained today's rioters. Yeah, so we talked about that. Speaking of fights, we talked about Disney's Mulan. 2020, loyalty, bravery, truth, and devotion to family are the virtues of society. Well, that's all true. Richard Mack really loved the Mulan movie. I'm personally not so sure about it. All the Disney stuff seems to have undertones of very strange stuff, bisexual, transgender, and the like. So there you have that. But anyway, we really talked about the importance of understanding. Look, race is the great divide they found. You can divide males and females decently, but not too well because they love each other. Not too well because they have a natural inclination towards one another. God-given, I might add, right? But race works well because anybody who has physical differences than somebody else is looked on with suspicion, mistrust, concern, hesitation. Not that it's justified, but it is the natural reality. and is not justified because we're supposed to learn to overcome those differences, set aside those differences, realize that we are all children of God. The problem is they want to force us to be all together, right? Normally, people segregate not based on hate, but based on what they're comfortable with. I spend time with people with political views similar to mine. I spend time with people who have, you know, families and children. Why? Because I can get along with the husband. My wife can get along with the wife. Our kids can get along with one another. It just makes sense. It's not that I don't like people without kids. And I can certainly spend time with them. But it's very hard to spend too much time with them because my kids won't have anybody to spend time with, right? And so you don't spend time with people because you hate everybody else, but because you have natural inclinations towards people and circumstances that, for the most part, mirror your own. That's not evil or wrong. So the point that I'm getting at is the Founding Fathers believed in free associations. They didn't believe in forced unification or forced associations, busing people here and there and moving people around. Okay, free association is key. That doesn't mean we hate anybody else or that we don't like anybody or that we want to do harm to anybody else. None of those things are true. But they've managed to exploit race, and that is the key to their exercise. We talked about two events, me and the good Sheriff Richard Mack, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers event coming up. It'll be at Liberty University on the 30th of September. So what's that? Basically in 23 days or whatever? A little over 3 weeks. CSPOA training event going on. It's America's Last Hope is what it's entitled. It's in Lynchburg, Virginia. And it's September the 30th. It's a 9 to 5 p.m. event. You want to learn more, CSPOA.org. The best thing you can do is send in money so your public officials and sheriffs can attend. They will record it and make it available online after the fact if you can't attend. So that's a pretty cool training event going on, CSPOA.org. We talked about another event going on called the Red Pill Expo coming up as well. Red Pill Expo this year had to get delayed because of the COVID, right? But it's back on, and it's happening October 10th and 11th. Red Pill Expo. Now, the creators of Red Pill Expo, one of them is G. Edward Griffin, right? Do you remember him? G. Edward Griffin? This guy is the one that wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, talking about the fraudulent Federal Reserve, how evil it is, etc., right? Anyway, the Red Pill Expo will be going on, believe it or not, of all places this year, 2020, in Jekyll Island, Georgia. It's October 10th through the 11th, or I guess 10th through the 12th, from what I understand. And it's redpillexpo.org if you want to get information on it, redpillexpo.org. And anyway, it's going to be an incredible event. I hope to go this year. I'd really like to go. It's a matter of money. If anybody can donate and help us go, we will broadcast and report from there. I don't know if we'll broadcast live or not. We'll do our very best. It all depends on details. But we will really, for sure, get some live interviews there and broadcast to the best of our ability from that location. Anybody who can donate and help us go, I don't mean to beg for your money, but man, it's hard for me. You know, we don't make a ton of money on this radio program, so I have to take off work. I have to pay for all the travel, and I have to pay for tickets and attend. And any penny, if somebody says, you know what, I want you to go to the Red Pill Expo, Sam, and I'd love you to report and give us the information or see you there. Anybody that can donate a couple of bucks. The whole point is, you know what, many hands make heavy burdens light is the point. Anyway, LibertyRoundtable.com, donate today. Just put a note in there. Hey, this is for the Red Pill Expo, okay? Anyway, I'd greatly appreciate any support we can get to help us reduce the cost of that. Would love to go there. Would love to be live. Would love to report. But we do need a couple of pennies in the piggy bank to get that done. We talked about the war going on in our society over pro-death and abortion. We talked about law and order is for everyone, writes Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, well-known talk show host on this same network from Washington Watch. Calling for law and order was never controversial, he says, until Trump did it. Oh, good point. Sad, but true. We talked about black voter approval of Trump. Hits 45%. That's amazing numbers. The Democrats don't know what to do they, folks? We also talked about presidential hopeful Kanye West. Recently explained that the importance of family is behind his stance, and that's why he's so pro-life. It's the importance of family. I think Kanye gets it, folks. It doesn't matter how old or how young or how big or how small. Listen up. Doesn't matter how old, young, big, small. God will strengthen us all to accomplish his will. He is gathering Gideon's army right now. And while godless giants might think to destroy God's efforts, it won't get done, folks. God will be victorious. The Lord our God will prepare us for all things. Matthew Staver, Liberty Council, really putting out a very positive message. Doesn't matter how old, young, big, small you are, God will prosper our efforts. Even though it seems like a lot of people are refusing to stand up for liberty, it mattereth not, because God is creating his army. Matt Staver, what a great message. In my opinion, what a phenomenal message. We also talked about Facebook has labeled the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting a mass murder. FB places a 17-year-old on a group, a list of dangerous persons. And anybody supporting Kyle, it seems to be having their Facebook taken down. Let's talk about this a little bit more, because, man, that's sure proven guilty instead of innocent, huh? What?
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Transport back in time to our nation's founding at the Freedom's Light Festival. Visit with freedom fighters, colonial artisans, music, contests, prizes, over 35 activities for the whole family. Schedule a school field trip and fulfill the federal requirement to teach the Constitution. Can you crack the spy codes used to win the Revolutionary War? Take home a founding document printed on the exact replica Isaiah Thomas used for the first Declaration of Independence. Register and compete in the Constitution Bowl. Join us September 17th through the 19th. Register at freedomslight.us. Freedomslight.us. This event is completely free, now more than ever. We need to ensure Freedom's Light is not extinguished. Let's keep this light shining in the hearts and minds of our children. Freedomslight.us. That's freedomslight.us.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby. We are live for Labor Day. I mentioned that Facebook is labeled the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting a mass murder. FB, that's Facebook, placed the 17-year-old Rittenhouse on the company's list of dangerous individuals and organizations. Imagine Facebook creating a list of who's dangerous. Yeah. Takes down content from anyone that defends Kyle. Now you got Facebook becoming judge, jury, and executioner. Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. I was over the weekend, I spent a little time in the Northland up into Idaho and visited some close relatives who were quite concerned when they heard that one of the news sources I would go to, when they looked him up on Google, it told them it was a right-wing news, you know, propaganda piece.
Yes,
or whatever,
it
you know,
is.
Like that. And I thought, yeah, and I asked him a simple question, and Google is the source of all truth, right?
Yeah, no questions from you, racist. Mm-hmm. Hater, right-wing extremist, you and your cronies. Yeah, who made Google the truth teller? And that's really the poignant question to ask. Kurt's right about this. I mean, what's going on between Facebook and Google and it's out of control, folks, and the conservatives are getting absolutely slaughtered. So what was their response to that, Kurt? Oh, yes. Of course, Google knows.
It seems to bring the point home. The fact is that, you know, everybody, every operation, whether it's Google, Facebook, or, you know, or Twitter even, whatever, they've got people that, you know, kind of run things. I know they've got computers, but they also have people that actually make choices and put in information and make it so that, hey, that computer does what the person tells it to do, right?
Yeah, what was their response to all this, though, Kurt?
Well, you know, thankfully, their response was to, you know, instead of to poo-poo the whole idea or just to leave it on the side, as, I mean, they actually went to the website. They commented that they had listened to part of the program and thought they made a comment about our discussion about chicken wings from the
yeah. What they think of that?
Remember that? Well, that changed a lot of the audio to me, real quick there. But anyway, they at least were positive, and they had done, you know, the actual listening there, which, you know, doesn't always happen.
Yeah, what do they think of our point about taking the trivial and the non-important discussions that we seem to have in society and tying them to true principles of liberty and principles of responsibility and principles of integrity and clarity and openness about, you know, what's going on in our world and our lives and tying it to religious freedom? And what do they think of all that, Kurt?
Well,
were they favorable?
They really didn't get that. They really didn't get that deep.
Because that was really the intent.
At least they didn't comment.
Chicken wings isn't really important, you know.
Right, and, you know, but at least it showed me that they had actually gone to the website, actually clicked on the link, and actually listened to it a little bit, which,
that's pretty good.
You know, I commend them as, you know, being some people, if they see that Google says we're just, you know, right-wing, you know, SPLC unapproved or whatever, then, you know, they're going to be scared off from the start. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no question about it. You're right about that. And that is the point to be had for sure. And I want to point out, you know, I don't really think we ought to riot over fake chicken wings or anything like that, Kurt. And I don't think really rioting is your answer for anything. What I think the answer really is, personally, is building your, meaning individually you, whoever you are listening, building your individual faith in Jesus Christ is probably the most important instruction in these modern times of difficulty, in these perilous times in which we live. If you focus on and work toward building your faith in Jesus Christ, that means praying, that means reading scriptures, that means learning the attributes of Christ and trying to mirror them in your own life, that means focusing on God first, and, you know, family, relationships, people more than products or people more than things. You know, and you spend this time building faith in Christ, learning to hear him, learning to focus on the things that matter. I believe that's the most important advice we can give. So when they tell you that we're completely whacked out kooks, you can agree or disagree with any point we make on the radio. But what you should know is our whole goal is to build faith in Christ, confidence in family, hope in your country. Okay? Set aside any differences we may have on any topic. You might think, you know what, Kurt's right on this, Sam's completely out in the weeds. You're free to think that all you like, because it's probably true. No, I'm just kidding. But the point that I'm getting at is, as long as we do our duty, which is to not make this about Sam and Kurt, to not make this about the world, but to make this about God, building faith in Christ, you know what, confidence in family, and concern for your country, then I think we have accomplished a great deal on the radio. And hopefully the news topics we bring to your attention will do just that. And what I'd like you to do sometimes is when we make a comment that you go, whoa, that's off the rails, that's crazy, I want you to step back and analyze it based on principle and say to yourself, what if Sam and Kurt were right, as crazy as they may be? What if they were right? What if we took the advice they gave? What would happen to this country? Or what if we heed the counsel they provide? Or what if we consider the idea they're proposing? You know, what would society be like? How would it turn out if that were to become the case? And if you think about it that way, based on principle, rather than maybe, you know, Sam just created an incendiary comment and burned the barn down or something, maybe you think about it. I'll give you an example. Ready? Happy Labor Day from the Liberty Roundtable Live team, Kurt. What do you think of that?
That seems a nice thing to say.
That doesn't seem kind of crazy?
No, it seems.
All right, good. Now here's the next one. Ready?
Yeah.
Labor Day is the third deadliest holiday for drivers. There's a new study by autoinsurance.org, and they found that the deadliest holiday is the 4th of July, Kurt.
Oh.
They say it had an average of 450 deadly crashes per year. So my birthday, Kurt, is the deadliest driving day of all.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks a lot. Second day is Memorial Day, which had an average of 448 deadly crashes. So just slightly less. Labor Day was third with an average of 443 crashes that were deadly, according to the study, Kurt.
Wow.
They say this tracked the number of fatal crashes since 2016 to 2018. So 3 years, right? 16, 17, 18 data. The study analyzed...
Congress needs to make a law that says it's illegal to die on those holidays.
Well, they already got laws that make it illegal to do the things that make people die.
Well, good point.
So, you know, it's not really a law against death.
Doesn't
it's just a law
to work,
against...
does it?
Well, no, because people don't obey the law, Kurt. That's where we want to provide some guidance and counsel and advice and love and encouragement, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the study analyzed 15,000 data points for all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Each year's study builds on the previous year's study, they say. And, of course, due to the coronavirus, they had to build some coronavirus reality in there. All right. Mm-hmm. Other holidays that were deadly for drivers, Kurt. Columbus Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving. And each of them averaged over 400 crashes, Kurt.
Ooh.
The number on crashes for Labor Day is expected to spike this year, Kurt, because the summer months already tend to see the highest number of fatalities. But anyway, they say during the first wave of the pandemic, we saw a decrease. But now we got the summer and the peak holidays mixed together. And the states are beginning to reopen for business after the first wave of the coronavirus, and people want to party, Kurt. So they say traffic fatalities will begin to rise.
Well, you know, you've got the whole state of California that's pretty much on fire, and they're heading, east to try to get out of it. Places like to go camping or whatever, you know,
that's
heading
right.
with all their RVs and places. And we've had reports that where that just Utah's just, you know, kind of filling up with them. I suppose that's almost anywhere else out of
yeah, all the Rocky Mountain states fire. For sure. Utah, Arizona, Idaho, Nevada, it just goes on and on. They say with America's wanting to party and have a good time, people will likely drink and drive, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Which will cause the fatal crashes to spike.
Ouch.
They also say people are speeding more than typical. And the fatal crashes could spike. So I'm going to tell you what they say you should do to create safety, Kurt. This broadcast, Liberty Roundtable Live, believes in safety. The only thing is we don't believe in force. How does all that jive? We'll talk about it. Because this is Liberty Roundtable Live on Labor Day.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. A former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer has died.
And this is it, folks. Rock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A $35,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person who shot and killed a Cleveland police detective and an informant last week. Detective James Skernovitz and Scott Dingus were murdered on Thursday. Skernovitz was part of the Violent Crime Task Force in Cleveland. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is set to appear in court today for a hearing about extradition as the U.S. wants him sent back to the States to face federal spying charges. The Justice Department indicting the controversial publisher on 18 counts related to the release of secret military documents, which exposed apparent war crimes and human rights abuses by U.S. troops in Iraq. Assange denies the charges, calling himself a political refugee. That hearing is set to resume in London after being postponed because of the pandemic. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
All right, this is Kirk Crosby and Sam Bushman, and we are live for Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because we love you and we want to spend time with you, that's why. We could just take the day off and just chill. But see, this isn't something to us, Kurt, that's just, something to make a bunch of money or whatever, like many of the talk show hosts. This is a labor of love for us. To tell the tale of liberty, to speak out for God, family, and country, to promote life, liberty, and property. To really provide guidance and direction for solutions. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. That means Solutions Radio. We hope at your fingertips. So Labor Day is the third deadliest holiday for drivers, they say. And they say that the main reasons for the deaths on all these holidays is excessive speed and alcohol are the top two, Kurt. Alcohol first, excessive speed second. And so here's the advice we would give. Number one, don't drink. You know, they always want to tell you to drink responsibly, whatever the heck that means. Know when to say when are the kind of phrases they use. And what we would instruct is don't drink alcohol at all. Okay? Now, some would say, well, Sam, I don't share your beliefs. I'm not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints like you are. And, you know, drinking is not an evil sin. It's fine. I get it. But I'm telling you this, you tell me what good has come from alcohol. It's tied to all kinds of abuse to spouses and children. It's tied to all kinds of, what do you want to say? The lessening of morality in society. The removing of one's natural inhibitions that would prevent people from making serious mistakes, whether it be fornication or adultery. It ruins your health. I mean, you tell me what good comes from alcohol. And the most you can say is it's fun when we get drunk, or I just like the taste, or, you know, I have the freedom to chew. You're right about all those things, maybe, if that's the way you feel. But it doesn't change the fact that you're going to have a hard time defending what benefit alcohol brings to you. Now, I'm not suggesting it ought to be outlawed. They've already tried that. It doesn't work. But I would encourage you to not drink. And I would especially encourage you to not drink and drive. All right? But if you don't believe me on this, go study the ill effects of alcohol on society. And you'll begin to understand what I'm talking about. But they say also drive safely. Don't speed. Make sure your car's maintained properly. They go into all kinds of little things like this. But I would say speeding, distracted driving, and drugs or alcohol and sleep are the biggest issues. Make sure you get plenty of sleep before you drive. If you are tired, you know what? Pull over, let somebody else drive, stop at a hotel, do something. But don't continue.
You know, one little quick comment on the drinking thing I think is amazing, too. On any of these Never Trumper people, when I let them know that the president doesn't drink or smoke, you think, wow, they think he just, you know, they just had no idea about it. But it's a great way to keep your senses, keep your body healthier, you know, do that.
Well, remain in control of your faculties, right?
Yeah. I mean, imagine that kind of idea.
Yeah, imagine Liberty Roundtable Live talking about that and trying to encourage people to do better. You might even feel like we're back in the Melania Trump campaign to be best or something. By the way, we are.
Amen to that.
Anyway, so Labor Day is the third deadliest holiday for drivers, and I submit to you, Kurt, here's the point. If we focus on solutions, it doesn't have to be. So, hey, make sure your car's properly maintained so it doesn't have an issue. Make sure you get enough sleep so you don't get sleepy or tired or fall asleep at the wheel or whatever. Make sure you don't do drugs or alcohol so that you're not impaired. Make sure that you're not involved in distracted driving where you're trying to fiddle with a radio or you know, look at others or text or do, you know, make sure you're not distracted. And if you were to get rid of the sleep issues, meaning lack of sleep, if you were to get rid of the distracted driving issues, meaning paying attention to something else except for the road, if you were to get rid of the drugs and alcohol and the excessive speed, Kurt, how many of those 400 plus deaths every holiday that they highlight would be dead? I don't know the number, but it would be significantly reduced, right?
This will increase, of course, the COVID claims because, you know, many times people that die, even if they die in a traffic accident, are just labeled a COVID, you know.
Yeah.
But seriously, wouldn't it be nice if people would do those things? I mean, I literally was traveling yesterday with my wife and, you know, I had to change drivers just because, you know, started to get a little tired.
Yeah, that happens. I think they're the best of us. Even Kirk Crosby.
And, you know, it's so nice to remember to do that so that you can continue on safely, you know.
Yeah, one of the good things you can do when you get tired, though, is get out, stop, get out, walk around the car, take a big old swig of raw honey.
Oh, yeah.
That always wakes you up a little bit. I know that because when I used to be a wrestler and I used to rest between wrestling tournaments and matches and stuff, what I'd do is I'd just suck down a bunch of that honey. It was always a good energy source, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. If you want raw honey delivered directly to your door to learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. You can text or call. And if you want to go there on the web, localhoneyman.com. Now, Kurt didn't promote that commercial at all. I did. But I'm just telling you, there's things that you can do to make a difference if you're in a bind and have to. But think about if you were to get rid of the excessive speed, if everybody were just to settle down, slow down just a little bit, and then you were to get rid of the drugs and alcohol, the impairment, you were to get rid of the distracted driving. You were to maintain your car to where that didn't cause issues and problems. And you were to really make sure that you weren't involved in distracted driving and things like that. And, you know, you avoided the tiredness from sleep and all. Just imagine how many accidents on the road would there be? There'd still be some. People are human and people make mistakes. But I submit to you, the number would be significantly, significantly reduced. Now, I would also give one more piece of advice, Kurt. And this is the one I'm not allowed to give. Are you ready for it? Am I allowed to let this rip anyway? It is Labor Day. Good. We are live. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, right? I would submit to you that before you drive, before you go on a trip, say a little prayer. Send a little protection heavenward. You know what, dear Heavenly Father, please keep us safe and help us make sure we're wide awake and our reflexes are good and that we're paying attention. Please have thy spirit with us to protect us. And you know, you always want to close your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, kind of stuff, right? Because it's in Jesus' name that we pray to our Father, right? Anyway, I digress except for to tell you.
You'll hear that on Fox and Rush and Hannity and
darn right
Michael
you will.
Savage quite often.
I mean, they're in a God family country, aren't they?
Of course.
Now, I'm just telling you, the reason I say that little prayer heavenwards, though, is it tells you, you know, it really has this, what do you want to call it, submissive attitude or acknowledgement attitude about who's really in charge. And, you know, that alone, that faith, that reliance on him, that knowing that he can protect you and care for you if you do what he asks, is a critical component. We talked about right at the start of the show, building faith in Christ, confidence in your family, concern for your country, kind of a discussion. This relates to all that. So imagine you get in your car, you're well rested, you've checked your car, make sure it's all good to go. You go ahead and make sure that the driver's not impaired. Nobody's impaired in the car, in fact. So there's no drugs or alcohol going on. And you pay attention. You don't get distracted. You let the passenger or somebody else fiddle with the radio or do other things that need to be done. Consult a map, text somebody, whatever. And you focus on the road. And you're well rested and you keep your speed in check. And then you send a prayer skyward, heavenward, as you get off on the road. I really wonder if we did all those things, what the fatality rates would look like. And the reason we focus so much on this on Labor Day, Kurt, a lot of people say that's not very hard-hitting, Sam. That's just a Pavlov story. That's just fluff. I don't think so. This is direct problems, death, with real solutions to preserve life and to better your life while you're here. So we're talking about the quality of life and the preservation of life as we discuss this. And so, you know, I just want to know to all of you who think we're kind of whacked out, what if you were to take that advice? You know, we provided advice on the radio. What if you took that advice? What would happen to society, Kurt? Think it'd be a worse place?
No, I think it would improve things.
Think it'd be a right-wing extremist dangerous place?
Well, Google would probably label it as such.
You know, all right, so. Well, hey, all I can say is we'll pray for Google, too.
Yeah, good boy.
Do you pray for Google? It's not even a person. Maybe you pray for the people behind
people that work
Google.
There, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, pray for all those. They're liberal. Are they even savable, Kurt?
Well, I think, the scriptures, answer is yes, but
scriptures
even outlined, like Paul or, you know, Saul.
You mean Saul turning into Paul?
That kind of thing. You could see that when you have some of the roughest characters ever.
Even Doubting Thomas came around.
You can read those stories and say, hey, you know, it's possible.
Even Doubting Thomas came around, didn't he, Kurt?
Yes, he did.
All right. Did you hear that radio ranks as the most trustworthy source in new iHeart Media poll, Kurt?
I didn't see that poll. It probably wasn't printed in any newspaper, was it?
I don't think the newspapers wanted to tell you that radio is the most trustworthy source. I'm just saying.
Good point.
Yeah, radio ranks as the most trustworthy source in iHeart Media poll. The survey said something else that I find compelling. And you'll hear about it in seconds.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Let me explain a couple things you ought to know about this radio program. As I mentioned to you in the beginning, this is a labor of love. That's why we're with you on Labor Day, all right? It's a labor of love for us. You know what? We just speak the words in our heart. We pray for guidance from the Almighty before every show. And then we just speak the words of our hearts, folks, trying to do the best we can to promote God, family, and country. And Lord knows there's many more talented folks than we. Lord knows there's many more capable people than ourselves. We're just trying to play our part and do the best we can. That's all. All right, radio ranks as most trustworthy source in new iHeartMedia study. The survey also revealed, Kurt, I find this fascinating, that radio delivers tangible benefits to listeners. From improving your mood, do you think people have their moods improved when they listen to us, Kurt?
Well, we to talk about some rough things, but then we try to bring them back from the brink of suicide,
and despair, yeah,
so
for
that
sure.
You know, they can relax. And
so not only do we improve mood, Kurt, but it helps people listen to this. You ready?
Yeah.
It helps people, how do they put it? Helping people remain connected to their communities.
Very good.
And you say, what community do we represent, Kurt? Globally. Our broadcast goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What community are we talking about for us then, Kurt? That's a pretty broad community if you're talking about worldwide.
The God family country community.
Yeah, the God family country community. The community that believes in conservative values and principles.
Mm-hmm.
The community that wants good over evil. I know we have religious differences, theologically speaking. I know we come from different countries, and sometimes there's different laws and rules in your country, and I get all that. But I think we're like-minded in our quest to better ourselves and to better those around us. We're like-minded on a quest for solutions. We're like-minded in our quest to promote God, family, and country. We're like-minded in our quest to find news stories that build you up and uplift you and give you hope and courage. We're also like-minded in the stories we bring to the table. Oftentimes, the stories that we bring are pretty negative, but we bring them up because we believe we can have a solution. For example, you take the drivers on the road thing. Hey, you know what? You know, welcome to Labor Day. It's the third deadliest holiday on the road ever. It sounds pretty negative. But if you back into the reason that we bring it up, we believe we can change the game. We believe we can protect life and preserve life and improve the quality of life while you're here with that story. So we try to provide, you know, positive stories relating to it. Radio ranks as the most trustworthy source. We're just telling you the truth. For example, next headline says, broadcasters warn of possible closures of radio and television stations across Canada. Did you see this, Kurt?
No. Say that one more time for me.
Broadcasters warn of possible closures of radio and TV stations across Canada.
Wow. So what would be the reason for, besides maybe money, is there some other reason?
Well, they say Dateline Ottawa, Canada, broadcasters from radio and television stations are sounding the alarm about the state of their industry. The industry says the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic could lead to the closure of dozens of stations across their country. Without immediate action, they say Canada will see a wave of local television and radio closures over the next 3 years, says a guy by the name of Leonard Gibson. He's the chair of the Canadian Association of Broadcasters, Kurt. Mm-hmm. They say this will deny many communities a local voice. A report commissioned by the Canadian Association of Broadcasters, the CAB, CAB, warns that advertising revenue shortfalls may push up to 50 radio stations off the air in the next 6 months and well over 100 going forward or more. A number of stations are facing a term called negative returns, Kurt.
So that means like you put $1,000 into it and you get $100 back from it? Is that what that means?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, that's right. That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They say the greatest impact, Kurt, will be felt in smaller cities and rural communities, which already have limited news sources and limited entertainment sources. Uh-huh. Private broadcasters, they say, across Canada are doing everything they can to avoid major cuts or complete reductions, or worse, off the air entirely. Advertising revenues have been shrinking for years for private broadcasters. But they say COVID has accelerated the negative trend. Anyway, they go on and talk about the different people in the government, and the report suggests the federal government can protect the industry. They go on and just think the government's the answer to the problem. I don't think the government is the answer to the problem. Right? So it's a sad story that we're losing these broadcasters, but let me tell you the way it could be solved.
Yeah.
Because this is Solutions Radio, don't you know?
Yep.
The way I'd recommend to resolve it is everybody put a little penny in. If you listen to a radio station, support the advertisers on that station. If you listen online to internet radio, support our advertisers. When you buy raw honey, delivered directly to your door, for example, you are helping Kurt Crosby stay on the air. Okay, Kurt's only got a certain amount of time, 24 hours a day like the rest of us. I know folks think Kurt have 48 hours, but he only really has 24. Now, with his wife helping him, he's probably got 72 hours in a single day. But with Kurt, it's only 24, okay? Mm-hmm. And as a result, then, he's only got a certain amount of time for, like, sleep. And I was telling him to get more sleep so when he drives, it'll be cool, right?
Right.
And then he's got time with his family, which, you know, and time for his God and his family. And he spends time on his country every day. But it's hard because there's just not enough, you know, time in the day. And when he does radio, it's hard to make money elsewhere. And we don't want to make too much money from radio. What I mean by that is we'd love some support, but we don't want money that controls us.
Right.
That's the problem, is that we can get a lot of advertisers. I'm actually a pretty decent salesman, folks, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm probably half the salesman Kurt is. And when I go out and sell, I can do a good job, but the problem is then the advertisers want to control it. The alcohol folks, if they start advertising, would be like, hey, Sam, you really shouldn't talk about all the deaths and, you know, relating them to alcohol. You know what I mean, Sam? It's just not very helpful when you do that. So we don't take any alcohol sales, okay? Now think about that. How many groups would blatantly tell you we will not take alcohol advertising? Well, we don't and we won't. And we haven't, and we will not going forward. So as a result of restricting Planned Parenthood, we're not going to advertise for them. I can go on and on and on. You know, a lot of the talk show hosts like, we're advertising Cuban cigars. Yep. If you'd like to get a Cuban cigar, they're the best in the business. I know, I've tried them. That's how they go, right?
You won't hear any ED ads on here either.
Education?
No.
Oh, Kurt, what's ED?
They call it erectile something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just hear that almost on those other places.
Well,
so
and you do hear it here a little bit when the news runs it and we have no choice.
Right.
But we do our best, and we personally, and I only bring this up, Kurt, not to contradict your point, but to make your point. Because some might go, oh, well, I've heard that. Well, you only hear it in the news maybe, which we don't support. And, you know, heaven help us, we've tried to do our own news to not even have the commercials in that.
Yeah.
So you're right. We don't take the ED stuff. We don't take government education, so we don't take all forms of ED. Just saying.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, I bring this up because any penny helps us. You know, when I go broadcast live from somewhere. It costs me travel. I have to take off work. We don't support ourselves from radio, although it is nice to defray our expenses. That's really what we're talking about. I actually make a little bit of money in radio because I'm a consultant and I built and sell software. I do make a little bit of money in radio that actually just turns around and funds what we do on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to be very, very, very transparent. But if you want to help us, lovingliberty.net, libertyroundtable.com. Anyway, our prayers are with the Canadian broadcasters, Kurt. I got an email. A super mainstream press kind of spam mail, Kurt, in the email.
Just real quick, yeah. Before you go to that, just a couple more radio headlines. Yet iHeart revenue drops by nearly 50%. This is about a month old, but iHeart's not so much different than everybody else in the lovely COVID-19 economy. You got iHeart reports $197 million loss in 2Q, that second quarter. So, maybe that has something to do with those, stations closing down or at least threatening to, right, Sam?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting to kind of highlight what you're talking about as well. Headline says bankrupt iHeart Radio, mm-hmm. or bankrupt iHeart Media is what it says. Yeah. Wants to pay their top brass up to $33 million in bonuses, Kurt.
Well, we would suggest if you're having trouble paying the bills, maybe you cut back on those $33 million in bonuses, right, Sam?
Yeah, I don't see the need for it at all.
I mean, why give them a bonus when you're not making a profit?
Well, and you would say, well, these guys are the professionals. We had to pay top dollar to get them.
Yeah,
I'm like, maybe they ought to listen to a couple of rednecks on your radio and think a little differently. First off, I wouldn't expect them to pay me near $33 million. Now, they say this money, Kurt, would go to 11 executives. Well, they call it 11 senior managers at the nation's largest radio station owner. And I look at that and I go, oh, man. So that's like $3 million per person, Kurt, a little over, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's not necessary.
And we've seen these reports of them doing these massive podcast deals, big old, bunch of money flowing to these different places. And then you go, and you're losing money. So how does that work, it just doesn't, I guess it is kind of federal thinking, though.
Yes, it is. And they receive money from the government, too. Support. What happens is they, put in bids for these licenses that are at auction from your government.
Good point.
And then what they do is they just ratchet up the price of the bid. Then when the bid gets agreed upon, okay, we'll take your offer or your bid, your auction. Then what they do is they come back and they go, well, we can't pay it right now. And the government's like, well, we'll give you a special deal. And then they're like, well, can we negotiate this down? And here's why. And before you know it, the deal that they auctioned it for is pared down and changed and manipulated, giving them special privilege, Kurt.
That's right.
That's what often, sadly, happens, right?
Yep. Good point.
All right. Anyway, bankrupt iHeartMedia. I just find that interesting. The biggest
The other thing I wanted to comment on real quick.
Hold on. The biggest group in radio is declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And then radio ranks as most trustworthy source.
And you see him spending boatloads of money. The other thing I wanted to comment on, since I traveled from Idaho down into Utah, big distance, massive amounts of smoke, Sam. And guess what? California's on fire. And, of course they say it's because of the heat wave. And I'm thinking, I think it would heat things up if your whole state's on fire, wouldn't it, Sam? Maybe it's not just global warming. Maybe it's because the whole state's on fire.
I'm just hoping people will see the light when they feel the heat. That usually is what happens. So we're praying for that.
Amen to that.
I will also say this, though. You kind of wonder, why is everything on fire, Kurt? I think it's just because somebody lit a match or set off a firework.
Fire and brimstone. 1,200 lightning strikes, fire and brimstone from heaven. I don't know.
You think the ultimate weatherman's saying, hey, folks, consider repenting? Just asking. Yeah.